The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head 'em off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1877, Thomas Edison gave the first demonstration of his astounding phonograph, an infernal noise-making contraption which somehow turned grooves pressed into shellac discs into sound. What will they think of next? In 1961, it was one giant step for monkey kind. The first American chimp in orbit.
Scientists and technicians prepare to orbit Enos, a five-year-old chimpanzee around the Earth. This is the preliminary, all-important step in space research that the U.S. insists on being successful before a man makes an orbital flight. Part of a highly trained team of chimps, Enos has been taught to perform certain tasks aboard the capsule when lights flash. His reward, a banana-flavored tidbit. The flight is delayed almost until the deadline. But now the countdown approaches zero and blast off. History in the making. The flight is a success, though the trip is held to two circuits of the Earth. The chimp's cabin began to heat up, a condition an astronaut could have corrected. So control officers decided to bring him down before he completed his third trip. He landed in the sea south of Bermuda and is brought to the islands for quick medical checks before he is taken back to Cape Canaveral for a thorough examination. Scientists are elated at the condition of both chimp and capsule. They came through the test in a manner that brings a manned flight closer to reality for the U.S. space team.
To make sure that the Mercury spacecraft was ready to stay in orbit for a few hours, NASA engineers strapped a chimp named Enos into Mercury 5 and sent him into space. One little problem, both his capsule and his spacesuit started heating up unexpectedly, so Enos was brought back to Earth after only two orbits. Narnia author C.S. Lewis was born on this day in 1898, and the author of A Wrinkle in Time, Madeleine L'Engle, was born today in 1918. And born today in 1939, Mico Minardo, the producer who brought the symphonic splendor of Star Wars kicking and screaming into the age of disco. Composer Eric Wolfgang Korngold died on this day in 1957, and Warner Brothers cartoon composer Carl Stalling died in 1972. And in 2001, George Harrison died.
Your smiling comes back to me, and whatever you may say, don't let it stop, never fade.
On this day in 1972, a newly formed California company called Atari rolled out its first product, an arcade game called Pong. Unlike Atari founder Nolan Bushnell's first attempt to launch coin-operated video games as an industry, Pong was as simple as it got, and it was the first hit video game to land in the arcade, a space previously owned by Pinball. In 1986, a stunning revelation for Doctor Who.
Did you call him the Doctor?
There is some evil in all of us, Doctor, even you. The Valiard is an amalgamation of the darker sides of your nature, somewhere between your 12th and final incarnation. And I may say you do not improve with age.
In part 13 of The Trial of a Time Lord, the Doctor learned that his prosecutor was his future self gone mad. Few writers have ever touched on this development again in any medium. This was also the final Doctor Who script written by Robert Holmes, who had written stories for every Doctor since the second. He died before he could complete the 14th and final episode. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The two DVD set, Phosphor Dot Fossils, offering a 6-hour tour through an audio-visual timeline of the early history of video games, is now available at a special price. And you can pick up our other original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, anytime in thelogbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
The escape pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.